Welcome, Mitch. How are you?
Great, Andy. How are you?
Good, 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 good. I can't complain. Usually we do Tuesdays with Mitch, our segment, but you got bumped yesterday for Florida election returns. Were you cool with that?
I was totally cool with it.
Okay, thank you. You have a good attitude. You're a glasses half full type guy. That's why, you know, we liked you on Facebook. Our site liked you. Did you know that?
I appreciate that. I feel like I'm up and coming now.
You are. There's no doubt. Your future's going to be bright. You're going to have to wear shades, my friend. Now, Mitch, this story blew me away, and I rarely get shocked and awed, but this did both, because this guy is such a degenerate, and I'm surrounded by this stuff 3 hours a day when I cover politics. But this guy, honestly, he should run for office next. That's the only way he can up his degenerate D-bag quotient. He's a 48-year-old Florida businessman, a wealthy guy. He also happens to be a bad person, but we'll get to that. Now, he adopted legally his 42-year-old girlfriend. I want to repeat that for effect. A 48-year-old businessman adopted his girlfriend, 42 years old. Why did he do it? It's an attempt to shield his assets in a wrongful death suit. A couple years back, he was driving wasted. He went through a stop sign, hit a guy, and killed him. Now, he's also facing criminal charges, but this is a rich guy. And so a judge ruled in a preliminary hearing that essentially the wrongful death suit could not touch this businessman's kids' assets. So he thought, okay, how else can I protect my assets? My kids are protected. I left them a trust fund. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and adopt legally my 42-year-old girlfriend. This is a fascinating story. Mitch, take it over from there, and let's get down and dirty with this.
All right. First, I threw up a lot. Not just a little bit in my mouth. I threw up a lot with this story. This is the most perverse thing in the world. And what sounds sexy and perverse, right, is that he's now, his girlfriend is now his daughter. But, you know.
By the way, our listeners in Alabama just got upset at you, Mitch, and said that you're not being culturally sensitive, because many times a girlfriend can be a daughter in the state of Alabama. Okay, go ahead.
The question there is, if you get a divorce, are you still brother and sister?
Oof.
But okay. There's a lot of issues here. It's clearly, as much as he wants to deny it, this is a sham adoption. And what brings us to the point right now is that you have two different parts of the court system at play. One is the part of the court system that approves adoptions and finalizes them, and the other is the part of the court system where this lawsuit is going on. So the family of the dead person, the person who died in the accident, I'm sure is going to make a lot of efforts to challenge this. Florida Supreme Court has reversed sham adoptions before involving issues of trust. So,
but Mitch, I got to ask, I wasn't aware, I'm not a constitutional attorney like you, and you know this stuff. How can you adopt somebody who's over the age of 18? Unless they're like, you know, like Nell from that Jodie Foster movie, or maybe Forrest Gump, and you can't, and you talk like, or you, I shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? I don't get it. How does that work?
Adult adoptions are not the most uncommon thing in the world. Typically, they're done when you've got people over 18 who are incapacitated, have mental challenges.
They're in a diaper or something?
Things like that.
Yeah, I wear a diaper, but...
But in most states, the law isn't written that specifically. Some states, if the person's over 18, there's a whole nother level of approval that you have to get from the court. Apparently not in Florida. But even in Florida, if the adoption's a sham, it can be reversed. And as I said, there was a case in the Florida Supreme Court where somebody adopted his stepfather for a similar purpose that had to do with hiding money in a trust. There's also this concept of a fraudulent transfer. You can't transfer your money around in an effort to avoid liability to somebody. So for his original kids or his real kids, where the money was already in a trust, that's apparently protected under Florida law. But there's going to be a lot of arguments that the family has in this case, and I bet you we're going to find that it doesn't stand up.
Okay, now, I guess, as you said, there are two parts to this. First, they'd have to get it ruled a sham adoption, and then that would cover the second part where he couldn't hide or shield his assets. So essentially, they're fighting almost in family law court or adoption court, because the wrongful death suit has nothing to do with who benefits when you win that suit. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think they're going to do two things. One is they're going to try to fight the adoption, or fight at least the placing it of in a trust because it was a sham adoption. And the other thing they're going to do is, after they win the case, when they're trying to collect on it, they're going to argue that this was what's called a fraudulent transfer into the trust.
Mitch, that's the big point. Is what I'm saying is that the